Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a city spotlight on Liberty, Missouri. We are out here at Conrad's in Liberty, right off of 152, next to Crowley Furniture. Step on out, say hi. Lunch is rolling along.
Food has arrived. Food has arrived.
Awesome menu. A lot of local stuff on that menu, and 42 beers on tap. We'll be here until 2. Dana and Parks coming your way from 2 until 6. Easy parking, plenty of places to sit. And, Jamie, this is one of the many businesses in Liberty that seems to be absolutely flourishing.
And here to tell us about some of the others is Gail Potter, who's with the Liberty Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for stopping by and saying hi.
Hi, thanks for having us today.
All right, so speaking of some of those other businesses, how's business in Liberty?
Oh, business is fantastic in Liberty. You have cranes in multiple places in our area.
That's good.
Which
That's a
good we
sign.
Love cranes. In addition to the skyline. I know, right? Not pretty to look at, but great to have. We're very excited about that. Some new housing developments and such too. So Liberty is definitely flourishing. We have our brand new shopping district, which is Liberty Commons, which we have some wonderful, great shops there. We have existing shopping centers like this here at Triangle. So wonderful, great places to shop, eat, and have different services provided for the city.
I mentioned this earlier, like when we come out to cities like this and the ones that I haven't spent the most amount of time in, like Liberty, because I was living downtown, now I'm in OP, you get off the freeway and then you turn and then boom, there's everything.
Right.
It wasn't always like that in Liberty.
No. I know I've been here 20 years and there used to be cows.
Okay.
Where Walmart is. So yes, it's changed quite a bit in the last few years. And of course that site over there is growing as well. So there's really nothing you can't find in our area.
So tell us about some things that are coming up. I know you mentioned a couple of big events that are coming up. What should we be looking forward to?
Well, we do the Liberty Fest event and that is with the City of Liberty. That is going to be down at Fountain Bluff Sports Complex on July 3rd. We're going to have lots of different activities and entertainment for the kids. It's all free for the public, so we'd love for you to come on down. We also have a beer garden that we have, so there's something fun for the kids, something fun for the adults, as well as live music and, of course, fireworks. Can't go wrong with that.
We all love fireworks.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
You said you've been here for so long, and there were cows where there is a Walmart. When you drive through and you see blank, is that something you would have thought, no way 20 years ago would that have ever shown up in Liberty, Missouri?
Wow. You know, that's hard to say because Liberty's always been growing. I grew up in Kearney. So Kearney's a few minutes down the road, a little north of us here. And there wasn't much in Kearney. So we came to Liberty for everything.
This was
and
the
so,
metropolis.
So Liberty's always been the bigger metropolis for me. Yeah. But I love the fact that, like I said, you don't have to go out of town to get anything. We have the shopping, the dining, the entertainment, B&B theaters. Their new complex here is just fantastic. We're getting more and more things that are the entertaining value, where you can come and you can stay and be entertained all day. Mm-hmm. And we love that about our community. I was writing something the other day, and I said, you know, you can come and bat, and you can bounce, and you can do all of these different activities and have so much fun. We have a new axe throwing place here in town.
That is so hip and trendy right now.
Yeah. It really, really is. And so we're very excited about the different places that you can go and do. Mm. I think before long we'll probably have an escape room of some sort, I'm sure, because it's just the new trends that are coming along. And it's just fun and exciting to see these different things pop up.
How important is it to have those kinds of entertainment options that are available in downtown Kansas City? How important is it to have those up here also?
Extremely important. You need to have that different vitality. You want to be able to keep these college students that we have here at Jewel in our backyard. You want to have them stay in our community to be entertained. The longer they're here, the more they want to come back here and stay after they've graduated from school. We want our locals to be able to just be able to drive a couple of minutes across town to be able to go and do something instead of leaving our community. Of course, those tax dollars are important for our community to keep things running, but it's more about the fact that you can be here and stay here and find everything you need.
What is the relationship like between Liberty and the Chamber of Commerce and the surrounding areas? You mentioned Kearney, but the big bad boys down south. I mean, do you have a relationship with Kansas City, Missouri, and some of the other cities?
Oh, most definitely. Chambers, and you know, we're all unique, but there's only one per community. And so we all get together and we correlate and do different events and such. But there's a community. There's a community among us. There's a community among the cities. You have to partner with one another to be able to make your community stronger. Mm-hmm. So those relationships are very, very important. So we work very closely with the Northland Regional Chamber, the Gladstone Chamber, Excelsior Springs Chamber, Kearney Chamber, etc. We want to make sure that our community is vital to everyone in the Clay County area.
And I would imagine there's conversations just to make sure you're not all pursuing the same businesses.
Yes.
Or same types of businesses, right?
And, you know, there are some, like, especially the Northland Regional Chamber. They do such a great job, and they are Clay County and they're Platte County, where we are pretty much the Liberty School District area is our kind of our bounds. But we want to work with anybody who wants to do business in Liberty. So we definitely love to have people from Kansas City or Overland Park. It doesn't matter. As long as you're wanting to do business here, we want you here. But with those, we have a lot of shared members. And that's the thing, is we get along beautifully, and that's what you have to do in this economy, and this is what you want to do as a whole.
We are talking with Liberty Chamber of Commerce President Gail Potter. Earlier today, Vicky from the Downtown Business Group was with us. I mean, we've got the Hy-Vee and the Ross that are right here, but what's downtown like? Like, how do you incorporate the big box on the outside of downtown, right, and then also the mom and pops inside downtown,
right,
Liberty?
Oh, we have wonderful downtown businesses, and I think that is just thriving down in that area. There's so many things to do. There's different art pieces that you can go to. We have a new art art market there. We have activities. When I say typically events, that's where the hotspot is for all of the events. They have multiples throughout the summer. They're getting ready to do their Wine About Winter. I think that they sold out on that event.
600 tickets,
yeah,
gone.
And they have a beer event that they do. We do the Fall Festival, and that's highlighted down in that area. So for 3 days, we come and encroach on all of those businesses and residents and kind of take over the area. But it's a fun event, and we embrace it. And there's tons of things there to do.
Thank you so much for having us out here. It seems like Liberty is absolutely thriving. It's good to get the word out about this place, and Conrad's is a good place to start.
Yes, we love Conrad's.
Liberty Chamber of Commerce President Gail Potter. Gail, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It
is a city spotlight on Liberty, Missouri. Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.